These days, if you want to play a video game, there's a good chance you're doing it at home, on your computer or a console like Xbox or PlayStation. But starting this weekend, you'll have another option, a futuristic version of an arcade in the Arts District of downtown LA. It's called the 2-Bit Circus Micro Amusement Park, and KCRW's Frances Underton went to check it out. She's here with this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Larry.
Okay, the 2-Bit Circus, what is that exactly?
Well, I guess it's a clever name because, of course, it implies computing. And what we're talking about is a kind of rather fascinating 21st century mashup, an arcade that's not precisely like an arcade because it mixes virtual, mixed reality, group play, escape rooms, dining, bar areas, and more. This is the co-creation of a pair of guys, Brent Bushnell and Eric Gradman, dating back to 2008. They've been tinkering with tech gadgets and gizmos in what TechCrunch has described as efforts to combine nascent sensing projection and visualization technologies in experiences and events that would delight and amaze. What they've wound up with is 50,000 square feet of space in an old warehouse in the Arts District, quite near to the LA's Cleantech Incubator and all the arts activities going on in downtown over there by the river. And it's kind of a fun environment where you get to play these kind of mashup, sort of part video, part analog kind of games.
So is it a circus?
It's not a circus in the traditional sense. No, absolutely not. You certainly won't find animals, and you're rarely going to find acrobats, although they do have a kind of theatre space where I'm told that you might have some kind of entertainment that might involve, trapeze artists. But generally, no. What you're going to find is something more like this. And this is how it's described by Brent Bushnell, who's the co-founder, who is describing one of the games where they've got a couple of the arcade classics.
The difference between Donkey Kong and Ms. Pac-Man is literally the sticker on the outside and the software on the inside. We have a bunch of cabinets that can play lots of different games so that whether we're making the games or partner game developers, there's lots of different kinds of games we can run, and they're all built around social, multiplayer.
So is it like a pop-up selfie museum that we've seen so many of?
You know, in the sense of walking into a very large space and there's a whole bunch of different zones and attractions, yes. In the sense of having a whole bunch of kind of made for Instagram moments, slightly less so. Really, the emphasis is on games, and some of those games really require mental kind of concentration, and others of them are more basic, like the game where you basically, you and I might pair up to fight to hurl a hanging leather clad ball at a digital version of buildings, animated buildings, and we have to see who can kind of cause the most destruction. And that's great fun. It really combines analog and digital. It gets out your aggression. You could try and photograph yourself while you're doing it, but you're too busy really trying to cause some havoc.
Sure, sure, sure. Sounds unbelievably exciting. I'm pretty ready to go do this. When does it open?
It opens this Friday. It's going to be permanent. Again, unlike some of the selfie museums, which are pop-ups, this one is meant to run and run. And it's also meant to be the first of what they describe as a kind of global enterprise. They want to kind of unroll these things in other places. And downtown LA is where it's starting.
Sounds great. Frances Underton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, thanks.
You're very welcome, Larry.